Once there were three friends named Sam and Silas and John. They lived in a village at the top of a mountain, and they had heard some interesting news. They heard that down in Bethlehem, the Christ child had been born. And they heard that white star flower blossoms were blooming in the winter time of year, which no one had ever heard of happening before. But people were saying that everywhere that the mother of the Christ child had walked, there were these beautiful white flowers. And so Sam said to his friends, Silas and John, I think we should go to Bethlehem and see the Christ child with our very own eyes. And Silas said, excellent plan. I think, in addition, we should bring gifts because people are saying that the Christ child is poor and needy. Okay, said Sam, I'm going to bring fresh milk. And Silas said, I think I'll bring some grain for the baby's porridge. And John said, I'm going to bring fresh eggs all packed in a basket of straw so that they can make the long journey and hopefully they won't break. So the three friends put on their warm cloaks and their wool caps and they set out together. And they walked for quite some time when they found sitting on a log in the forest a very small boy who was crying. It seemed that he had gotten lost because of the snow and couldn't find his way home. And John said, I know you. You're Martin. You're the miller's child. Here, Silas, you take my lantern and lead the way, and we'll take Martin home. And Sam said, that'd be a half an hour out of our way. I'm in a hurry to get down there and see the Christ child. I'm going on ahead. And he ran on down the mountain alone, and he came to a fork in the road. Which way was Bethlehem? He chose the way that it turned out did not lead to Bethlehem. And though he walked and he walked, he never got there, and he never got to see the Christ child. Meanwhile, Silas and John were carrying little Martin home to his family, and you can imagine how relieved and happy Martin was to get there and how happy his parents were to see him. And then they continued on their journey. After a while, they started seeing deer prints in the snow, and soon after that, they saw the deer itself laying motionless and still on the ground. And as they crept closer, they saw that the reason was that deer had something wrong with its leg. It was hurt. And Silas said, we can't stop again. I don't want to be the last one to get to see the Christ child. And so Silas went on ahead. And he came out of the forest and into an open place, and it was becoming evening and starting to get dark, and the wind was blowing fiercely, and it blew out the candle in that lantern that Silas was carrying. And though he wandered and wandered, he never did find his way to Bethlehem, and he did not see the Christ child. Meanwhile, John was tearing up his scarf in order to bandage the leg of the deer. Then he carried the deer to a little protected place, like a little cave among the boulders, and he remembered the straw in his basket of eggs, and he got out the straw and fed it to the deer, and the deer began to nibble, and John saw that if it would rest there in the cave and nibble on this straw, that it would be able to regain its strength and get well again. And so he continued on the journey to Bethlehem. Now it had become very dark, and John was worried. I hope I don't lose my way, he said to himself. And as he looked through the gloom and looked on the ground, there in front of him he saw this beautiful, soft, white star blossom flower. And he thought, how strange for that to be blooming this time of year in the cold of winter. And he walked to look at it, and then he looked and saw a little farther on, there was another one of those white blossoms. And so he walked to that one, and he looked, and there was yet another one. And suddenly he realized, this must be the very path that Mary walked on to Bethlehem. And sure enough, he followed those flowers, and they led him right to the door of the stable. And John slipped inside that stable and was welcomed by a soft glowing light and quiet music. And there in the manger, he saw the Christ child, and his heart was filled with joy. And he looked at his little basket of eggs, which he'd had to be very careful to carry ever since he'd taken the straw out of them, and he said, all I brought is these eggs, but if I could, I would give so much more. And he asked the child's mother, what is it that the Christ child wishes for? And Mary said, the Christ child wants only one thing. The Christ child wants every human being in the world to love one another. Thank you for what you have brought today, said Mary, and here is a candle to light your way home. And John looked at that candle and he thought to himself, this isn't going to get me very far. News, it was small and stubby. There was hardly any candle left. But he was grateful for the gift, and he said thank you to Mary, and he bowed deeply to the Christ child, and he began the journey home. And he climbed and he climbed, and the wind blew, but that little candle flame did not go out. And the snow fell, and the little candle flame did not go out. He walked a long time to get home, seeing as he walked, and the candle never went out. So when he got home, and he was getting ready to go to bed, he put the candle in a special holder on the windowsill, and during the night, it got colder and colder, but that candle never went out. And in the morning, the candle was still burning. And John said, now I understand. This candle is never going to go out. It's always going to burn brightly to remind us of what the Christ child wants. And so today we're going to light a candle. It's our first candle of Advent. And it's going to remind us that the Christ child wants us to love one another. Dear God, thank you for the bright light of your love, burning always in our hearts. Amen.